And this is when I believe that the independence component of MCAS started affecting it, because we weren't tied into any official organizational chart of the college. Mm-hmm. You know, we were out there by ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so really there was, we were working with Alumni Affairs, but we weren't part of the alumni board. And so MCAN in itself was sort of in a fuzzy zone, a gray zone. A lot of the administrators didn't know what to do with us, didn't know what to do with our suggestions. And I think that's when being independent started hurting. Mm-hmm. It was good for the formation period, uh-huh, to get ideas, to generate energy. But then when it came to actually putting those ideas and energy into action, and to get the college to buy into it, and to get the college to develop some programs, the college didn't know what to do with us. Mm-hmm. And so that's when either overt or covert barriers were set up by the college. And I think that Marjorie and Lyle and Mark got frustrated. And
are the barriers still there, do you feel?
Well, I would say that would have to come to the third resurrection.
Okay.
And before we do that, I'd like to see if anybody else has any questions.
Okay. Now, so, Carlos, you were saying that maybe we should go into the third resurrection, and Selena, you'll speak to that.
Well, it's just that I was brought on the alumni board in 1994. And so that meant Carlos and I were both on the alumni board together. Mm-hmm. And there began to be discussion about maybe it's now time to resurrect the idea about having the multicultural reunion. And I believe Carlos presented it to the president.
Right.
And he accepted it. And so then we began to do that, to organize, to have this multicultural reunion.
Mm-hmm. And so this was, in essence, the third, the reunion committee, I would say, would be the third resurrection of MCAN, because Salima and I realized that we couldn't do it ourselves, mm-hmm, so we got some, we started soliciting help. Mm-hmm. We contacted the old leaders, there was some interest, but I think they were also tired. Mm-hmm. And so we, Salim and I organized this new committee. At that point is when I was elected vice president, and so of the alumni board. And it's also when I reflected on some of the strengths and weaknesses of the previous MCAN. And that's when I felt personally that in order for MCAN to succeed, in order for it to exist beyond my state, beyond Salima's state, it had to be institutionalized. Mm-hmm. And so that's when I started working, laying the preliminary work to incorporate MCAN into the alumni board. And one of the first things I did when I became president is actually push to get MCAN as one of the subcommittees. Mm-hmm. We did approach President Lewis. He was very supportive, and as a result of that support, the Alumni Affairs office was very supportive, and Joan came on board with all her staff, with all her help, and helped us organize the reunion.
Mm-hmm. So then this is Salima. We pulled people in from the city, mm-hmm, to be part of the committee, and even some people from Chicago came back, and we met as a committee and began to organize the reunion. And then I guess in the fall of 1996.
Right, September 96.
Right, we actually had the first MCAN reunion. And we got about 100 people back. About 100 people.
Did you feel that was a good response? Were you happy with that?
Oh, I was very happy.
I was very, very happy.
It was. I think everyone was really pleased. One of the things that became clear, I think, in the planning is that this reunion, one, we wanted it during the school year because we wanted the students, we wanted to interact with the students. The other is that I think different than a lot of the other reunions is this reunion had to have kind of a healing focus
mm-hmm.
because we knew there were a lot of disaffected people out there, and if we could get them back, one of the things we had to do was to begin to heal. So we actually, a part of the whole weekend was organized around having a facilitated session
mm-hmm.
by some outside psychologists on healing. On
this Diane. Is where I can come in mm-hmm. Because
this is Diane Perry.
I came to that reunion that was in September 1996, and I had actually started Carlton in September of 66. So it was like right then and there that did, you know, that struck something in my mind. But this was my first time back on campus in 25 years. I graduated in 71, and I had not been back or had any interest in coming back until that reunion. What brought me back was the only thing that I was really interested in terms of reconnecting with Carlton was meeting with a lot of the multicultural students that I had contact with during those 4 years I was here.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew they would be here, whereas with my regular reunions or what, it was, you know, there might have been one or two or something that I felt, but I didn't expect to see all the people that I wanted to see. My husband is also a Carlton grad, and he hadn't been back either. And we both pretty much had the same feeling that there were people we would like to
mm-hmm.
see, so we decided to come. I am originally from Washington, D.C., and when I came to Carlton, you know, I was one of these people coming out of an all-black high school, urban situation, to the Midwest, small town, you know, basically pretty much white, okay? And so I had a real struggle when I was here, both my academic struggles, I had a lot of academic struggles, but they were really mostly the result of the social, cultural kinds of struggles I was having. Even though I was coming out of a public school situation, I had a strong background, so I was in a situation where every time I'd go on probation or something, I could bounce back. That would motivate me to bounce back. I was only motivated negatively.